This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Jason Blair.
Today on Stock Day, we have a very special guest. His name is Alex Cunningham. He is the CEO for Cardiff International Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CDIF. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, Alex, you're in an interesting space. We do have a couple holdings companies, but what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about your company and a little bit about how you became the CEO.
Well, those are our two interrelated activities. the company's current focus was an outgrowth of a number of quarterly roundtables that I was invited to consult to the company, along with six or eight other individuals as they were building the model. And as we more formalized the business strategy and business plan, I was approached to become their CEO and implement the plan. Cardiff is essentially a public company in the small cap space that targets smaller private middle market companies with both an exit capitalization strategy and an equity exit strategy. By that, we mean that there are many well-run private companies that would like to exit capital out of their business, but they're not ready to sell their business. Typically, those businesses are not for sale.
Mm-hmm.
They have proven management and a proven market with really good margins. And by merging into Cardiff under our umbrella, they have an opportunity to, they merge into a unique preferred share class, and they have an opportunity to convert that share class to common shares over time in a lockup leakout agreement by which they can obtain liquidity from their investment without giving up operational control or leaving their business. On the other side, we have some businesses that are growing or expanding. We have a segment of our company that's about 20% of our company that's second stage startups, where they're the typical companies that have been through round A, maybe round B, financing. They have a couple of years of financial history. They're poised to grow exponentially, and they need some forms of treasure, including debt or equity investment, but also guidance and relationship networking opportunities that come, the synergies that come with being part of a larger entity. So we can provide an equity capitalization strategy down into those companies once they become our subsidiaries.
That's interesting. So let me ask you this. When you guys are acquiring businesses, what is the focus you guys are looking for? What criteria or what markets are you trying to, you know, acquire these businesses from?
Well, it's interestingly enough, and this is where we are quite unique, is our focus is not by industry or geographically specific, but we're rather looking for that proven management who has penetrated a market and established a good margin. So there are niches where we have more activity than others, but we're really looking for the circumstance. We're looking for that profile of individual management, the business that they're in. That being said, as we build the overall Cardiff model, we'd like 40% of our holdings to be in income-producing commercial real estate properties, shopping centers, mobile home parks, assisted living facilities, those types of things. We consider that the conservative asset-heavy end of our investment, like a mutual fund,
mm-hmm.
like a bond. And then the other 60% of our investment is into companies, of which 40% of that is these mature growth companies that tend to be more cash flow heavy companies that may be service oriented, that don't have as much in assets. So the blend of those with their higher ROIs and being service oriented with the real estate that's asset heavy makes a nice blend. And it provides us a mitigated risk so that we can invest in a few of the second stage startup companies that tend to be more technology oriented and have really high upside multiples.
Excellent. My guest again today is Alex Cunningham. He is the CEO for Cardiff International Incorporated. They're trading under the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CDIF. Now, what is Cardiff's acquisition strategy?
Well, we look for companies that have very competent, proven management in place. We want to come in and value that company based upon both their opinion of value and our opinion of value. I have a background in building and leading a management consulting firm that was in 24 states with over 3,000 client companies. And so we understand due diligence and deep dive due diligence. So we'll determine valuation with the assistance of outside third parties to see if it compares favorably to the valuation of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And then we enter into a letter of intent to get a little further involved in understanding the business and lay out what a transaction into Cardiff would look like. We only do wholly owned subsidiaries. We do tax-free exchanges, so we trade a percentage of our stock in a unique preferred share class for 100% of the stock in their company in a tax-free exchange. Then if there's a need for a capital infusion into operations, we take that on post-acquisition after we've had a definitive agreement and after we've come in and done a third-party audit as required as a public company. We then issue their preferred shares and start that process to analyze what capital request that they have for the project that may be underlying their coming into us as a primary need for capitalization.
Excellent. Now, I know you mentioned that you guys are in commercial real estate. You guys are into, you know, many different assets in that market, including long-term care and adult, you know, facilities. What other industries is your company currently involved with?
Well, we started out acquiring some real estate and a business in Atlanta that's a sit-down pizza, beer, and wine business we thought had good has good franchise capability. We recently acquired a franchisor called Ricucci's Italian Ice that has 48 locations across the United States, and it's essentially a food truck type of a franchise that goes to corporate events and venues. We own a company in Tennessee that's in the mobile home park and mobile home acquisition, rehabilitation, and resale business. We have a company in the tech space called Mission Tuition that does tax-free savings programs for children. We've signed up about 2,400 merchants, and we are partnered with Wells Fargo Bank, and that's a very promising entity. We have our closing actually this week on an acquisition that's been many months in development that is a consulting services support corporation. It's a financial high tech company. They had about $4 million in sales last year. They have a subsidiary company that owns patents in the United States and foreign patents for a very unique decision assistance technology. And we think that's going to have a big impact on us this year. And we, in about a week and a half, we're closing on a subprime motorcycle lender that did about $6 million in revenue, $6.5 million in 2016, with a loss rate of under 1.6% with the capital,
wow.
Which is really phenomenal. And it's a great space.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with the investment that we're going to put in to expand their loan commitment portfolio, we expect them to do close to $15 million in revenue in 2017. The portfolio's got a yield of about 21%. And we just introduced them through our network to a group with 14 dealer locations in Texas that we think is going to move that target to that $12 or $15 million in 2017. So it's a wide diversity, as you can
Absolutely.
See, of businesses at this point. The key denominator being great C-level management in place. We manage the public company and provide resources and synergies as well as management expertise, but they're in the full charge of running their companies day to day and making the decisions to continue to produce the results they have historically.
Excellent. Now, looking ahead, now we're already into the third month of 2017. What is your outlook for the remainder of 2017 going into 2018?
Well, this is a breakout year for us. If somebody looks back at our stock, they'll see through the formative years, last 3 years of building this holding company, we lost about $11.39 a share in 2014. We lost 49 cents a share in 2015. We lost 4 cents a share last year. This year, we're on track to be very positive. And with the acquisitions that we've brought on, based upon their historical revenues, we're sitting somewhere between $20 and $25 million in revenue for 2017. We have a number of preferred shares that are in the process of converting to common shares. These are not people who want to sell. These are buy and hold people, but we've asked them to register their shares. So our market cap should increase by 25 million or more this year. We're at about a $9 to $10 million market cap at the moment. We have three more near-term acquisitions on the board that are either at LOI or in some type of valuation process that could expand those numbers. So someone that reads our 8-Ks very carefully and when watches the acquisitions that we're bringing on board will get a sense of where our 2017 results are going to be. We're very focused. We're very disciplined in our investment strategy. When we make representations, it's usually based upon historical performance. And so we're a different company than we were a year ago. We'll be a different company a year from now than we are. We're going to continue to make acquisitions as our core strategy, and those acquisitions being we are a merge buy and hold company. So those acquisitions are going to continue to hit our balance sheet, and their revenues are going to continue to hit our income statement. And we expect to uplift to one of the bigger exchanges within the next year based upon that activity.
Excellent. My guest again today is Alex Cunningham. He is the CEO for Cardiff International Incorporated. They're trading on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CDIF. Now, Alex, at the end of our show, we'd like to give this part of the segment to, you know, for you as an open forum to go over anything we didn't get to touch upon at the beginning of this interview.
Well, I appreciate that. There's so much. I think we hit on most of the high points. We recently uplifted to a QB designation to give our investors a little more reporting security to broaden our base of investors. And as I mentioned, we plan to uplift to an even larger exchange within the next 12 months. We are in the process of bringing in capital from investors for our subsidiary opportunities. And as we continue to add those subsidiary opportunities, there will be increased investor opportunities. We haven't been out there with much in the way of investors relations to this point, but we're now gaining a great deal of traction. We think we're in a good place. We have a good idea to address an area of privately owned businesses under $100 million in value in the United States that is not well served. And we're excited about where we're going in the future.
Excellent. To find out more information on Cardiff International Incorporated, you can visit their website by going to cardiffusa.com. Today, approximately, the stock is trading at about 38 cents a share. Alex, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. I wish you nothing but the best, and hopefully we'll have you back on here in the next couple months to check up and see how Cardiff International is doing.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to tell our story. I've enjoyed it as well. Have a great day.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.